Vaginal cornification is a bioassay for estrogen. When no estrogen is present, during anestrus and diestrus, the vaginal wall is very thin and is comprised of non-cornified cells. During anestrus or diestrus, there will be very few cells, and what you will see are debris and non-cornified cells. As estrogen rises during proestrus, the vaginal epithelium becomes more hyperplastic and more cornified. During proestrus, the percent of cornified cells increases by about 10% a day until you see 100% cornification during estrus. During proestrus, you also may see some red blood cells. During estrus, the vaginal epithelium is very thick and hyperplastic. You'll see almost 100% cornification. It is very important to note that you will see 100% cornification from the first day of estrus to the last day of estrus. You'll not be able to tell which day of estrus the bitch is in based on vaginal cytology. There may, however, be some sheeting of the cells during the last 1 to 2 days of estrus. The vaginal wall is so thick during estrus that PMNs do not cross the epithelium, giving the background a very clean look. On the first day of diestrus, there is an abrupt change from the 100% cornification to around 50% cornification. The day that the smear changes from the 100% cornification to the 50% cornification, it's noted as the first day of cytologic diestrus. You also may see an influx of PMNs at this time to help clean up all the cellular debris in the vagina.